Lynn? You tired of getting messed with? Then exercise your dominion and your authority. God is so good. I don't put up with stuff anymore like that. God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. And guys, I'm going to be reading from the New American Version today. And Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the certainty of things hoped for, a proof of things not seen." Amen.
That's right.
Amen? A certainty of. Just quickly, I want to read the definition of certainty here. So listen, certainty means a fixed or real state truth fact. Exemption from failure as the certainty of an event. Full assurance of mind, exemption from doubt. Amen? That's what part of faith is. Amen? What does hope mean? A desire of some good accompanied with at least a slight expectation of obtaining it. Or belief that it is obtainable. Hope differs from wish and desire in this, that it implies some expectation of obtaining the good desired or the possibility of possessing it. Hope therefore always gives pleasure or joy, whereas wish and desire may produce or be accompanied with pain and anxiety. Amen? So you can check yourself whether you're hoping in the Word or whether you're just fearful. Amen? A proof of things not seen. Proof. The degree of evidence which convinces the mind of the certainty of truth of fact and produces belief. Firmness or hardness that resists impression or yields not to force. Amen. Faith ain't going to yield. Our faith does not yield. Amen?
Amen?
Faith is good. It's a certainty of that. Amen? We're saved through faith by grace. Amen? Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. So, God is more, people. Do you hear me? God is more than what we have believed.
That's right.
We serve an and God, not a but God. Now, we'll say sometimes, but God, I don't want to, do you really want me to do that? But God, I don't want to do that. But God, I've already done this. But God, why did that happen? That's not the way God sounds. He's an and God. Amen? So while we're looking at definitions, we're going to look at one more. We're going to define and. And, listen to this. And is a conjunction, a connective or conjoining word. It signifies that a word or part of a sentence is to be added to what precedes, thus giving me an apple and an orange. That is, give me an apple, add or give in addition to that an orange. All right. So do we understand that today? And is to add to. So what does all this mean? Well, I want to prove to you through the Word of God. The Word of God's going to prove to you that we serve a God as an and God. That adds to. Amen? So let's start with Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah 29:11. Says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for prosperity and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope." We serve a God of more than enough. Who's ever had a need and you've been believing, God, I need this need met, and you wind up getting more than what you needed? Well, that's because we serve an and God. Amen? We serve a more than enough God. All right, let's look again what we read just a minute ago in Genesis 26. Genesis 26, 12 through 14, it says, "Now Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year 100 times as much." Now there was famine in this land, okay? But Isaac just did what God instructed him to do. Imagine that. And then he reaped in the same years 100 times as much. And then it says, "And the man became rich." Excuse me, I forgot an "and." "And the Lord blessed him." "And the man became rich and continued to grow richer until he became very wealthy. For he had possessions of flocks and herds and a great household." God's got so much more for us, people, than what we've planned for, what we've expected. He's not just, we worry over getting our need met. God has so much more. He wants to do so much more than that. We serve an "and" God. Amen. Do you ever read the Word and feel like, well, I just don't understand this. I'm not getting this. Well, now there's truth to the fact that sometimes we just need to meditate on the Word of God and let Him open that up to us. Amen? That it's important not just to read this just like it's the newspaper or whatever or an article. This is the living Word of God. Okay? So we read it by faith. Amen? It produces faith. And then we can meditate on that Word. That means we continue to think about it after we read it. Amen? And say, "Lord, just continue to reveal this to me." But Proverbs 20 and 12 says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them." We read earlier, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." God made my ears. He make yours?
Yes.
Can you hear?
Yes.
Amen. He also gave us eyes to see. So if God made your ears, and He made your eyes, you can understand His written word. Amen? Because He's not just talking about these physical things here. He's talking about your spiritual ears as well. Amen? He's made both of them. So you can see what the Word of God has. You can hear. So, Matt, you can hear what the Father is saying to you. You can see what He's doing. And you can do the exact same thing. Praise God. And I'll declare this right now. If God made your ears, if He made my ears and He made my eyes and He made your eyes, they have no business getting dim. Is that clear? Is that abundantly clear? Of a man here sitting here wearing glasses, okay? It is time to believe the Word of God and not compromise it and not put a but in there, but receive the and God has for us. Because you see, we're going to have miracles where eyes are opened and ears are opened. Because you see, not only do we need to see spiritually, we need to see physically. Amen? And that's what's going to happen. And it's going to happen through faith. Through revelation knowledge. It's going to come through reaping a harvest. Okay? Let's go to Mark 4. We'll start with verse 20. Mark 4 and verse 20. So you can believe God for more than one thing because we serve an and God, right? Mark 4. And we'll start with verse 20. So this is the parable of the sower. Excuse me, I want to read verse 8 first. I don't know if you're all pulling it up here or not. I guess not. So Mark 4, verse 8. And this is the parable of the sower. It says, other seed fell into good soil. And as they grew up and increased. So that's in addition to just growing up, you're also increasing. Praise the Lord. They yielded a crop, and produced 30, 60, and 100 times as much. And verse 9 says, and he was saying, he who has ears, let him hear. Seed talks. Are you listening? Because verse 14, let's get it up here. The sower sows the word of God. This is your seed. It has a sound. Amen? Can you hear it? I can. All right, now let's go to verse 20. So Jesus has given the parable, and now he's explaining it to his disciples. Okay? So we've all heard this before. And those are the ones sown with seed on the good soil. And they hear the word. So one, you hear the word. Two, and accept it. So you got to hear the word. You've got to accept it. And bear fruit. Who's bearing fruit? We are. Amen. That's what God's instructing us to do. He's instructed us to be the good dirt, to receive the word of God, to accept it, to hear it and accept it. And to bear fruit. Well, I put my money in the offering plate. I'm just sitting here. God's going to give me 100 times. Bear fruit, people. Bear fruit. We can't just sit back. Thirty, 60, and 100 times as much. Sow the word. Sow the word. In verse 21 it says, "And he was saying to them, a lamp is not brought to be put under a basket or under a bed, is it? Is it not brought to be put on a lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed. Nor has anything been secret but that it would come to light." The Word of God comes to light. Revelation knowledge will come to you, people. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. So what are we listening to? We're supposed to be listening to the Word of God. Amen? Now, we live in a world where we're getting bombarded. Our senses are gets bombarded by the world. We can hear a lot of stuff. So I can choose what my ears hear. You sure about that? You're positive about that. You're certain. You've got faith for that. You got ears to hear?
Okay.
And then 24 goes on to say, and he was saying to them, "Take care what you listen to." Listen to this. "By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be giving you besides." So on top of how you measure it, if you measure it correctly, you're going to receive even more. That's what the Word of God says. So how do we measure it? What's our tape measure? What's our yardstick? The Word of God. All right, so if I take that and I measure it against the seed right here, this seed, and not against what the world says, I'm going to get it back and even more. So verse 25, "For whoever has to him, more will be given." So you've got the word, you'll get more. And whoever doesn't have it, even what he has will be taken from him. Do you see, understand that your seed is your defense? It will defend you. The Word of God defends you. But you do realize you have to speak the Word. Amen. You hear the Word, you receive it, you confess it. God is good. And. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. And. After God heals me, delivers me, sets me free, I'm not supposed to stop, right? I'm supposed to keep going. Because He's going to do some more stuff. He's going to do some and stuff. So Deuteronomy 1:11 says, "May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000 times more than you are." And bless you. 1,000 time increase sounds pretty good, doesn't it? That sounds like a great blessing. But God just said that He's going to increase us 1,000 times and bless us. You see, there's more to it. We're being increased so that we can go somewhere. So we can do something. You see, apparently they needed to be increased in numbers right here. They needed to be increased 1,000 times. So God's going to do that. And then He's going to bless them. Stand your ground. Where it tells us we are those who do not draw back to destruction. We got to continue to move forward. Because just standing your ground is just putting you on a slippery slope to slide backwards. You got to keep that momentum going to keep moving forward. Moving forward in the direction that God has called you to go. Amen? God didn't call us to stand still. All right? He wants our needs met and our wants met so that we can go on and do the work of the kingdom. Okay? It's that simple. We can't be broke and sick and accomplish what He's called us to do. We can't be deaf and blind and get done what God's called us to do. Amen? When Jesus was on the earth, and he encountered a blind man, and He goes, "What can I do for you?" He asked, He said, "I want to see my sight." And Jesus said, "Well, if you're at the service tonight, and you bring an offering, and you're dressed correctly, you might get a healing." No. Jesus healed him right there. Do you have ears to hear? Do you sow? Let me ask you like this. Are you a sower? What do you sow? The Word. The Word of God. Your Bible. All right. How many harvesters do I have in the house? Well, Jerry, the Lord's just going to back up a big truck to my house, bring my harvest to me. Now listen, He can bring blessings to me, all right? But we have a responsibility to harvest what we have sown. Right. Amen? We've got seed in the ground. Let's keep the Word applied to it. Okay? Because as we reap that harvest, so we can go and be a blessing to others. So we can go where He's telling us to go and not be hindered by anything. All right. Let's go to 3 John 2. About to hear some more ands. Third John 2. You were right. Third John verse 2. Yeah, there's only one chapter. Yeah, there we go. That's it. Beloved, you are a beloved. If you do not know that, God loves you. He sent His Son to die for you. His Son had never sinned. He was without spot, without blemish. He came to earth. He took your place. He died a horrible death on the cross. His blood was shed for you. He went to hell in your place. He defeated hell, the grave, and rose again. Right. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And He sent His Holy Spirit back for us. Because He loved us that much. You see, that was a seed sown. And we have to reap that harvest. Right. Amen. Jesus reaped that harvest. Yep. Amen. So then it's up to us. As that word is sown through faith, for us to grab hold of that grace and to be saved. Amen. All right. So, beloved, I pray that in all respects, or in every area of life, we could read it like that, okay? And what do? We live victorious in every area of life. Amen. That's what faith outreach is about. I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health. So you're fully funded. And you're fully well. Well, you see, my eyes, they're not as good as they used to be. I've gotten older. What was that?
No.
God gave me my ears. He gave me my eyes.
Right.
I got to grab a hold of it. And I got to bring that harvest in. Amen. That you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. How does your soul prosper? We know we serve a good God. He wants us to prosper and be in health. But he says, just as your soul prospers. So how does it prosper? By hearing the word. It will. But we know that we are a spirit being. Amen. And that we have a soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, and we live in a body. All right? Well, I know, according to the Word, that He's given me the mind of Christ. So my mind is like Jesus's. It's anointed. So that means my soul's prospering that way. And I know that He's given me a will. And that it's a free will. So that's prospering there, just at the fundamental level. But I know once I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior and I get filled with the Holy Spirit, my will has the will to obey the Word of God. Amen? My will lines up with the Word. Now, that doesn't mean we're always perfect. We mess up. Amen? He forgives us. But you see, we don't have to wrestle with our will. We say the flesh. That's our will. Okay? And our emotions. Listen, emotions are not a bad thing. God gave you emotions. But they're not supposed to be the driver in your life. You shouldn't be. God is not emotionless. But He has given us peace. He has given us His peace. I've read that in the Bible. I received that seed, and I've reaped the harvest off that. So I have God's peace. So you see, that's how my soul is prospering. That sounds like my soul is prospering pretty good, doesn't it?
Amen.
So that means that I'm going to prosper and be in good health just like that. But you see, you know, we touched on this earlier. Our minds can get bombarded by the things of this world and attacks. And when our soul's not, and when we let that happen, let the cares of the world in and start to torment our minds, we're not prospering. And that can, and we know through scientific proof that that affects our health. Amen. And you can get to the point to where that starts to affect your prosperity. So what are we going to do? We're going to exercise our dominion. Our right. And say no. No more. Because I know Jesus paid the price for that. He was beaten. Worse than any man has ever or ever will be beaten. They took a crown of thorns and sunk it down onto his head. Deep into that. And before any of that, he was sweating drops of blood in the garden. So Jesus bore your anxiety. He bore your fear. He bore your worries. He bore your doubts about tomorrow. so that you don't have to. Do you understand that? We have got to get victory over this. We can't be tormented. Okay? We should wake up every day full of life and full of joy, are ready to just run out and do what God has told us to do. And not worry about it. Well, am I going to get this phone call? Or is this going to happen? Am I going to have to deal with that person again? Or this or that? Jesus bore all of that on the cross for us. He bore tightness in his jaw. His jaw hurts so mine doesn't have to hurt.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Yep. His foot hurts so his doesn't have to hurt.
That's right.
Where'd he go? Is he laying down? That's good. That's good. You remember that the next time the devil tries to put a symptom on you. And you go, wait a minute. Jesus had that. So I don't have to have that. All right? We got to get victory in our minds, folks. We can't let the world be pushing us around. We've been given dominion and authority over the enemy, over this world. It's time for us to stand up and take our place with boldness and with love. Because faith works by love. All right. All right, let's go back to Mark 4. And I'm going to want to read verses 20 through 25. I'm going to we read it. I'm going to read it through some different translations here. Can we pull up the message? Y'all have that? Mark 4, starting with verse 20. Okay. And then we want to look at the Amplified too, Doug, after that. Making them work hard up there. Doug's a year older, but I've got faith that he can get it done. Amen. Because he's not decreasing, he's increasing.
That's
amen.
Right.
And you're blessed, Doug.
Yes. That's right.
And. All right. We'll read these through here. But the seed planted in the good earth represents those who hear the word. Are you a hearer of the word?
Yes.
And embrace it. Do you embrace the word?
Yes.
And produce a harvest. Do you produce a harvest? Beyond their wildest dreams. 21. Jesus went on, does anyone bring a lamp home and put it under a wash tub or beneath the bed? Don't you put it up on the table or the mantle? 22. We're not keeping secrets.
Amen.
We're not the Freemasons. We're not a secret society, people. And if you're one of those, it's time to repent and break free of that. We are not hiding things. We are bringing them out into the open. 23. What are we bringing out in the open? The love of the Almighty God. The power of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Are you listening to this? Really listening? Jesus loves you. He's given you seed to sow. 24. Listen carefully then to what I'm saying. Now this is all in red. This is Jesus saying this, okay? This isn't Jay. Jason's reading this. Jesus said this. And be weary of the shrewd advice that tells you how to get ahead in the world on your own. Giving, not getting, is the way. 25. Generosity begots generosity. Stinginess impoverishes. 26. Then Jesus said, God's kingdom is like a seed thrown in the field by man. Okay? So, we're going to sow that seed, right? Can we read that in Amplified too? And we'll start with verse Start with verse 23. If any man has ears to hear. Now, what have we learned? We've got ears to hear. We have to use them. Let him be listening and let him perceive and comprehend. Verse 24. And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear. Okay. So we've heard some truth today. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Well then, how that's going to be measured back is how much thought and study you give to that.
That's right.
I've been in church since I was born. I've been in this church since I was 6 years old. Been saved since I was 9. I've been in a lot of church services. I've heard a lot of stuff. And I've listened to a lot of stuff. All right? I think we could all say that. But I haven't always given thought and study to it. Listen, if we had, we'd all be in heaven right now. God would have came and got the church back already. We're not waiting on Him. He might be waiting on us. Amen? And that doesn't mean we, you know, God knows the beginning from the end. But if we get off our rear ends and do something, all right? The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. I need virtue and knowledge coming back to me. And more besides will be given to you who hear. And more is going to be given. So, regardless of how much I put into it and study, if I do that, even more is coming back to me.
Yeah.
See, I serve our and God.
Yeah, me too.
And don't get confused, because the devil is a butt god. He'll go, you can do this, you can have this, but that's what the world's saying. God's going to say, if you do this and this, this is going to happen, and I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
We serve a wonderful God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to read this. I know we're reading this in a bunch of translations, but it's what God wants us to do. Amen. I'm going to read this from the Passion, and I don't think y'all have that, so I'm going to pull it up on my phone and read that. So this is these verses from Mark 4. From the Passion Translation. If you understand what I'm saying, you need to respond. How many times have we just sat here, heard what the Lord's saying, and not received it, not responded? Amen?
Amen.
We hadn't been good dirt. Soil hadn't been tilled up enough to respond to it. Amen? You know, you can come to church with your soil already tilled up, ready to receive and respond to what He has for you. You can do that before you get here. You have permission. Now, it can get tilled up while you're here too, okay? Then He said to them, be diligent to understand the meaning behind everything you hear. These words in here have a meaning. They have a revelation knowledge. Okay? We can't just treat this casual and common. Well, those are scriptures. I know those scriptures. I've heard those scriptures all my life. I can quote those scriptures. Well, make sure you're quoting them right first, okay? Be diligent to understand the meaning behind everything you hear, for as you do, more understanding will be given to you, and according to your longing to understand. You see, we got to want to understand. Say this, let's confess this. I want to understand the Word of God. Much more will be added to you. For those who listen with open hearts will receive more revelation, but those who do not listen with open hearts will lose what little they think they have. All right. So what God has told you yes about, the world can't tell you no. If God has said yes, Keith, the world can't say no. Who in here has ever received a word from God? Amen. Now, we've all at least received what he said about us in the Bible here. But probably almost everyone in here, if you've been coming here long enough, you've received a word from the Lord through someone. Right. Do not back up on what God has said to you. I don't care if he said it 20 or 50 years ago. Do not back up on what God has said to you. It is still just as true then, now as it was then. But you see, I need to meditate on it. I need to understand it. I need to receive it. I need to harvest it. So you may have some things in your life they've been needing to be harvested for a long time. They're still there. Do you hear me? They're still there. God didn't take them away from you. God will restore. He wants to restore you so you've got a bright future. Amen? He's not going to send you back in time to redo something. But he will restore your future. Whether you delayed something or the enemy delayed something in your life, God will restore that so that your future is bright, so you can accomplish what he's instructed you to do. Say, I'm fully equipped. God has given me seed to sow. I sow it. I reap a harvest from it. And God blesses me. Let's say this. I know the Word of God. I understand the Word of God. And I exercise the Word of God. Listen. It tells us in Psalms that all his promises are yes and amen. Okay? You've got to harvest it. Amen? You got to put a demand on that seed. Be the dirt that puts the demand on that seed for it to grow and increase. And get a 30, a 60, and a 100 time harvest off that. Amen. And then you're going to be blessed. Yeah. Amen. We got to get off the baseline, folks. You see? We're still right here. All right? We're like a rocket sitting on a launch pad. And we just got to get the tanks full of fuel so we can get out of here. So I refuse to let the enemy stop stealing my fuel. Amen? You've got to do this for yourself. Amen? I can pray and be in agreement with you, and I'll do that whenever and however the Lord instructs me. But at the end of the day, it comes down to you taking a stand and doing what God has called you to do. And that is to exercise your dominion that He has given you. Okay? It's time to turn some things around in your lives. Amen? It's time for things to be restored. You know, sometimes when you restore something, it don't look like it used to look. Well, that don't make no sense. Yeah, it does. Because God restores things better. You know? And when I was a kid, I remember going places and they just seemed so massive. And then I went back as an adult and I went, my gosh, this place is tiny. But my memory was like, this place is huge. I mean, I remember just, that was just what was in my mind. It's like, man, I want to go back to that place. It's so big. And then you go back and it's like, are we in the same place? We serve a God of increase, people. We serve a God of love. And He has given us such a precious gift. Well, we got to want to understand it. We got to want to understand it. We've got to meditate on it and let the Holy Spirit teach us. Amen? Because a lot of times when we're in here, it's just the first step. Amen? You remember back when you were in school? I mean, some of this, some of y'all, it's a long, long time ago. But you get, you know, you're taught a lesson in class. And then there's a test that next week. What are you expected to do between that, from that lesson by the time until you take that test? What are you supposed to do? Study. What happens when you studied? You did good on that test, didn't you? Now, you can roll the dice. Sometimes you did good when you didn't study. Most of the time you didn't. So listen. God loves us so much. And there is so much revelation knowledge in what He has given us. And that seed that He's given us to sow. But we gotta treat this precious, people. We want wisdom. We want to understand. We want to know what to do. He's not hiding stuff from us. Have we not read that more than once today? He's not hiding stuff from us. So we're going to let Him teach us. We're going to understand. Because I do have ears to hear. And I do have eyes to see. And so I do hear and I do see. So listen, if you're here today and you feel like you're having trouble hearing or seeing what God wants you to do, now's your time to respond and get down here. Amen. And I will lay hands on you, and God will open your eyes and your ears and help your understanding. If you need help understanding, today's your day. And if you don't, that's fine. But don't miss this opportunity to respond if you need this. Okay? Yeah, I am expecting great things. We serve a good, good God. But refuse, people. Refuse to stand still. Let's go forward with what God has. It's time for us to launch off that pad and go where God has called us to go. Because great things are happening. And we serve a good God. And I don't want to look the same today that I don't want to look the same tomorrow that I do today. Amen. I don't want to be in the same places. And I want all of y'all with me. But I want even more with us. Amen. Great things are happening. But don't let this opportunity pass you by, okay? Take what we've learned today, all right? Study it, meditate on it, and listen. Not only are you going to get back what you put in, you're going to get more back. You're going to have more than what you started with. You're going to have more than enough. You're going to have more than enough. And it's time for you to prosper. It's time for your family to prosper. You see, there's times, if we don't get the revelation knowledge, these cycles won't be broken in our lives, in our family's lives. It is time for generational curses to be broken. Button up our head against the tree. In the name of Jesus. Throw up your hands. Throw up your hands. Here! Lord, give her eyes to see what you have. Show her the and, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look into the eyes of the Lord, and I see great things. Today's your day. When you wake up tomorrow, it will be today. Tomorrow will be your day. Thank you, Virgil. Virgil understands that. Some of y'all may need to meditate on that a little bit. It's all right. What I'm saying that to say is, stop waiting on God. All right? He's got everything for you. Okay? Do what he's instructed us to do. Let's understand what he is saying to us. And let's reap the harvest and be blessed. Y'all stand up. If y'all love the Lord. If y'all don't love the Lord, keep sitting down. This kid. But do please stand up. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for today. Now, I'm going to ask y'all to do something too this week. Our pastor, my dad, is in Texarkana. He's preaching right now at Tracy Harris's church. He's going to be out there all week. We need to lift him up. Okay? And I ask you to be praying for him every day, him and mom. And I'm sure most of y'all probably do. But let's pray and ask that his time, their time out there, just be such a blessing. That they will come back just full and rested. I mean, these things are happening out there. I mean, they have a special relationship, and it's important that they have time together. And the enemy has tried to stop that several times over the last few years, but the enemy is defeated. So let's continue to lift them up this week. And he's going to come back. They've got partner meetings this week. Dad's going to come back with a lot of good stuff, people. We're going to have open hearts to receive what he brings back to us. We're going to accept it, embrace it, and we're going to reap a harvest off of it. That's my right to do that. So I ask that y'all do that. So let's pray and we'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you've poured out into us today, Lord. Father, we do receive it. We hear it. We receive it. We embrace it. And Father, we're going to reap a harvest off this. And Father, I thank you as we do, you're going to bless us as well. Father, I thank you for loving us so much that you've given us your word. Now, Father, I thank you that you have equipped us, that you've given us ears to hear and eyes to see. And as we step forward this week, that we will continue to meditate on what you've poured out, onto the seed that you've given us. And Father, I thank you that your seed always produces an abundant harvest. So Father, I thank you for that. I praise you for it. Father, I thank you that we are growing and stepping up into the next things that you have for us, Lord. We praise you for this, and we give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all come back tonight. We got another great speaker.